Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's
been a while since we've sat down.
Yes, sir. It's been a busy fall.
Oh, it has indeed.
For everybody.
I will attest to that. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I saw that Commerce ISD recently won a very nice honor for its financial management.
Yes, sir. We got a superior rating. We've actually gotten or received that award for the last couple of years. We have an awesome business manager, Mr. John Walker, who is actually from Commerce also, just like I am. But he does a lot of work to make sure all our books, that we're doing things the right way, that the taxes are right, that we budget right. He's done a lot of work, and it shows when you get those superior ratings.
And you say you've won that 3 years in a row?
Oh, we've won it for more than that. I believe it's 7 years in a row.
Mercy.
Yes, sir.
New calendar went into effect this fall, much discussed leading into the school year, with starting the school year earlier and taking breaks periodically throughout the year. How's that working out?
I think it's worked out really well. The kids have had some breaks, and that's been really nice, especially as far as the educational process for our students and our staff. We did do a quick survey a couple of weeks ago, and we just got those results back. And that was a survey more on the staff end to see what they thought about. We asked them three questions. One, what'd they think about the fall break? Two, what'd they think about how early we started, actually the first week in August? And then three, just any other questions or concerns that they had. So they had some space to write. It was overwhelmingly that they liked the fall break. They would like to push the start of school back. It was 55 to 45 that they'd like to push the start of school back a week, which actually falls in line with what we may have to do anyway, because the state moved mandated STAR testing in May. So we're going to have to tweak some things anyway there.
Pushing it back, meaning starting a week later?
Yes, sir.
I see. Uh-huh. So, but mostly positive reaction.
Yes, but we'll take all those results and all the information that we have, and we'll give it to our calendar committee. And we'll actually have a committee that comes together, does a lot of work on the calendar, sends that out for feedback. So they'll make a lot of those determinations, but it does give us an idea of what people have thought.
What have you heard from parents?
A lot of positive things about the fall break.
Yeah.
A lot of them got to go places and do some things that they had not been able to do before.
Right.
So there were some that even said that I was not looking forward to that fall break. I didn't think it would work. And then after the fall break, they're going, that was the best thing we've ever done. So,
did you have many people that were not happy about school starting as early as it did?
I think we had some, yes. I mean, anytime you have that
change.
Now, if we move ours back 1 week, there's a lot of other schools starting that week.
Right.
So
yes,
we really only started 1 week earlier than a lot of schools.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking with Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Extracurricular activities this fall have been very good for Commerce ISD.
Yes, sir. We've had a lot of success in a lot of areas. Our cross country went to state for the first time. Of course, our football team went three rounds deep, and they hadn't done that in 16 years. And then our middle school UIL one act play got first in district, and it's been a long time since we've done that. So we've had a lot of success in a lot of different areas. It's been neat in all of commerce and all the different things going
on. Yeah, there is a lot going on. Volleyball won the district again.
Sir.
Of course, they almost overlooked that because they seem to do that
every
year.
Well,
I saw an article about a new Texas law. I hadn't heard much about it. Apparently, I'm the only one that is designed to stop cyberbullying, and it's called David's Law after a young man in San Antonio who was the victim of bullying. But this gives the school districts the authority to deal with social media bullying that takes place even when that originates from the kid's home.
Yes, sir. The biggest thing about it is if something's done outside of school, we really had no control over it.
Yeah.
Now then, with this law, if something's done outside of school as far as bullying and it impacts a student's learning in the school, then we do have some authority to do something about it. It's really important to us in that we want all our kids to be comfortable in the classroom. They're not going to learn if they're scared, if they're depressed, if they have a lot of other things going on. So the more positive things we can have going for them in the classroom, well, this gives us one more way to help try and protect our students.
Of course, there may be some legal questions about
yes,
if
anytime
a kid,
you have a new law.
If a kid posts something on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is from his bedroom, and then the school district steps in,
and then all of a sudden there's a punishment or discipline involved,
right.
I'm sure that there will be at some point some sort of a legal ramification.
But the key is it has to have affected activities at school.
Yes, sir. It has to impact a child in the school.
I wonder also how you, the definition of bullying, you know, my interpretation of it may not be the same as yours.
So. Well, and they've even broadened that in the last couple of years. It used to be bullying could only be a series of incidents. Well, now it can be one incident if that incident is severe enough to impact that student right then.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot going on.
And, yes, sir.
And you all are out for Christmas now.
Yes, sir. We had an early release today, so everybody gets a couple weeks off. We're hoping things recharge one more time and get our kids and our teachers back in January.
Happy day. Charlie, thank you for sitting down and having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.